obviously you made a right turn, because here's the wrong kind of podcast.
Thank you, Bull. We just had a guy leave. Derek had to ask him to leave. We got out of hand.
You know what? I actually, these kind of things run through my head. I actually had the thought in my head, what if I stood up out of this chair, walked my ass right over there, and just give him a fucking backhand right across the face?
I would love to have seen that.
I think those are called intrusive
You know, he does listen to every episode he said.
Yeah, he does listen to
it. Right now, he's like, a little bitch. he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He's got a new fight scheduled.
Yeah, and it's not going to be one round. No. It'll be 1 second.
God damn. Jaron.
He knows I'm giving him shit.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Jaron.
Good-sized young man. A kid, some would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seeing as how I'm the same age as his parents.
Well.
Damn kids.
Yeah.
Swelled all up. One of our Scandinavian brothers.
Yep.
I could tell when he walked in, I'm like, yep, we're related somehow.
Yeah, he's from the bloodline.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's, yeah. He was at the fair skin.
He was. He said... follow the pasty one, pointing at me, and he was like, you're a little pasty yourself. Yeah. You have the Scandinavian persuasion or something.
I said, follow that pale one. I said, you got some honky in you too, man. I said, are you Norwegian? Yeah, I am. Yeah, there it is.
Say something else, old man.
Yeah, he had a black eye.
He sure did. Yeah.
Aww.
I asked him, look, he'd been into a fight. Hey, look at here. We got a phone call.
I bet I know who that is.
The Bluetooth worked a minute ago.
I was witnessed testing
that
it.
Does, yeah.
Hey, guys. This is the Lord Linguini. I haven't heard to you in a while. I'm excited about the new WOP hat. Got mine ordered and paid for. My comment for today is, as I was been watching the news a couple of days and seeing all the riots and protests against Israel and the Jews, it's just disgusting to me to see all the hate going on in our country. And I guess you could call these people American Nazis, and with all the hate and distaste that they have for Israel and the Jews. It's disgusting, and hopefully hear comments on this situation, because you guys always keep us informed. Thank you.
So I don't know if you guys have anything in your notes to go over the things that are going on at Columbia University.
All over the place, right?
So, especially at Columbia was the latest one. The NYPD had to go in with their SWAT team, pull students out of Columbia, because they had taken over a building. So they basically had to break in with the SWAT team, and they hauled so many students out of there that they had to take them to the station on a bus.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're starting to.
Usually people start to change their mind quickly when they see a few people getting tased next to them.
It's funny because they're getting the approval of the old people, which is ironic.
The old hippies?
Yeah, because they're like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, you are the reason. You are the reason. So, yeah, they're getting the approval from those guys and the approval from, like, all the activists, right, of course. And every one of them that I like, I don't know. I haven't been on TikTok much, but when I have seen them recently, it's all like, we're using the intruder drills that you guys taught us to block ourselves in. Well, how's that working out for you? They're still.
Well, and if you notice, obviously, like the 1960s, it's on college campuses. You mentioned activists. Yeah. You got a lot of these activist professors that are spouting all of this hate. So you have probably some of the same fucking idiots that were Antifa members that are claiming to be anti-fascist, who are deploying fascist techniques themselves, blocking Jewish people, Jewish kids from attending class. You know, you see them out in front of the buildings, their arms linked, not letting Jewish kids through. Hey, man.
So ridiculous.
You ever hearken back to a little bit of segregation where there was literally people blocking other students from going into schools?
We would never stand for this if it were.
Nope. You think that you're so different than the same people who are blocking those people?
Yeah.
And, you know, what Jason said there about American Nazis, I mean, that's kind of putting a moniker on something. But, I mean, you know, they're shit bags regardless.
Shit bags. Yes, I like that. Yeah. American shit bags.
American shit bags.
Sounds like a song.
I mean,
and they're dirty.
It's just kind of frustrating that these campuses allow this type of thing to happen, especially when they've gone unchecked. These campuses get federal funding, and there's crickets from a certain persuasion of the government. I'm no subscriber to binary politics, but I believe if Trump was in office right now, obviously he wouldn't be quiet about it, but Biden's in office right now, and a lot of those people are probably his voters, I would, you know.
You're talking about the two-party mafia.
What
the
happened to mafia, indeed. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
Your history classes might have failed you, but this doesn't end well for you.
Yeah. I mean, and it seems that history is being repeated in the way of trying to limit the civil rights of others. And
yeah, take it for whatever group you want to. Like,
sure.
You're
calling for, you know,
I'm
just
so
outwardly
curious.
Calling for the violence against others in the name of peace. So they're saying, you know, oh, we're...
Well, don't they do that all the time
exactly.
anyway?
Exactly. And the stupid chants of the chants that they got out there. I mean...
I love that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
It comes with a dance, too.
It does. And that arm pump thing
that
I did.
These are the same people, though, that Candace Owens isn't allowed on. Mm-hmm. Or, what's his name? The old guy that lost a job in Canada.
Oh, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, there it is, Jordan Peterson. I was like thinking Peterman, and it wasn't working in my brain. But I'm curious if they've been paying attention at all, or somebody sensationalizing it for them currently. Because, like, have you seen how this began? Have you been paying attention at all to how all of this conflict began this time around?
Mm-hmm. It's an uninformed hive mind in a way, wouldn't you say, right? That you are subscribed to a certain set of I wouldn't even call it ethics, but you're subscribed to a certain mindset or ideology. Yeah, they're ideologues, let's face it. And then the ideologues turn into a populist mindset of living in your own leftist echo chamber. Mm-hmm. So you're uninformed, you really don't know what you're protesting against, and then the mob mentality that we've talked about before sets in. You get lost in the crowd, you know, you get all jazzed up and pumped up, you sooner or later become part of this mob mentality, right. and that's what we're seeing right now.
I watched a documentary on that whole, they have lots of names for it, but as you call it, mob mentality. People, it doesn't take a whole lot of whatever you want to call it, support or whatever, for people to just become animals, mm-hmm. like against each other and against others. Like, it's crazy.
I mean,
how quick things can turn.
I think we saw it on the other side on January 6th whenever that was now, mm-hmm. not last year. But it's such a, all it takes is just a few, mm-hmm. and then people latch on to it. Or then they are like, well, you're not going to tell them no, they can't do that. And then they get all up in their feels. All up in their feels because somebody told them no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of politics, I put a poll up on the page earlier today.
Okay.
A very unscientific poll here. I just said, who gets your vote in November? And I put the big three up there, you know, old Biden, old Trump, and a little less older, RFK Jr.
Little.
And you guys can probably guess the outcome of the poll, right?
Well, it's your page, so I'm going to guess Trump all the way.
I don't know about that, because if you just go off the page, the majority of the page is ladies.
Oh, and ladies don't like Trump?
I'm just saying, you can't just go off of my page, but yeah, you're closer than not, yeah.
Popular with the ladies.
Trump got 55% of the vote. We actually had a couple people vote for Biden.
That's interesting. There on your page?
It says three votes, but I can't see the other name. I don't know why it won't show me that. But he
blocked.
He got. You mean a Biden supporter blocked me? Imagine that. And then my man RFK here, he got five votes. He got 27%. So you can tell there's not a whole lot of voting going on here, because you know people don't. Because you can see who did it. You can see who voted.
People don't want to participate. They don't want to call in.
Well,
nothing.
And This ain't calling out anybody in particular, but I'm going to use it as an example of what I'm calling the two-party mafia now. And this is what's wrong with our country.
Oh.
A friend of mine posted this, and this is not calling him out. I'm just using his example. He says, I like RFK, but I realize that would be a vote for 4 more years of Biden. Trump did better than Obama. True. Problem is he can't do enough by himself. I would have liked to see him pick RFK for vice president. So, how many people do you think are out there voting for either foreskin or crazy hair?
Mm-hmm.
Foreskin.
Because they fear if they vote for RFK, seems to be a moderatist, seems to be just talking truth, seems to be saying common sense shit. They're afraid if they vote for him, and then if everybody does that, mm-hmm. then Biden might win because, you know, it's...
Well, we had this talk the other day, like...
We got to stop that shit right there. And the two-party system, they want you to think that way.
Well, yeah.
They want you to...
You've been told you can't
Yeah, I've been told right here in Montgomery County, you can't win if you're not a Republican in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I've met a couple of them. I don't know if that's the right way to do.
Well, yeah. The problem is when you deal with this two-party system, which in and of itself is a uniparty, let's face it, right?
Yeah. It's a uniparty. They're all the same assholes.
And so the things that you just described that our friend there said can be flipped to the exact same and mirrored to the other side, and the other side will say the exact same thing, right? And it doesn't matter if you vote for foreskin or orange skin.
Ooh, I like it.
You're too bad we can't use that as the episode name.
Foreskin versus orange skin.
But
which skin are you voting for?
Which skin are you voting for? But
skin to win.
There it is. Skin it to win it.
Yes,
skin to win. I don't know about skin it.
Anyway, so you know, it's all about that tribalism of, you know, with us or against us, and we just want to win. You know, it doesn't matter. At whatever cost, vote for this side. Whatever cost, vote for that side.
Yeah.
If there's anybody, any outlier outside of that, they're treated like a pariah, and it's you're wasting your vote. But I mean, as soon
make that into a title.
Herkadur. Sooner or later.
It's Scandinavian.
There, it is. I mean, sooner or later, don't you think that we have to get away from this mindset? But, I mean, wars are always fought on two fronts, 200 right?
200 years later, I'm going to say no. Exactly. No, we're not going to move away from that mindset.
Well, but that's the thing. 200 years ago, we did have more than two parties in our country.
Yeah.
And some countries
we didn't have a party then, did we? 200 years ago? Did we have party systems?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like I mean, they had the Whigs. And
yeah, I know, but it wasn't like a... Like it is now.
It wasn't divided so badly. I mean, it was divided because you have probably heard the Jefferson versus Adams and them going back and forth claiming each other had syphilis and the other one wore women's clothes and all that. That was happening 200 plus years ago. You know, they were going at each other's throats. You know, it's kind of the same thing, the mudslinging that goes on now. So I guess in some ways, some things never change. I'm talking about the actual people in our country that have enough of the shit of this guy versus that guy, red tie versus blue tie, where you're finally like, hey, maybe I'll give gold tie a chance. You know,
this is where I think probably the wisdom that came with United We Stand, Divided We Fall. I think it probably has more to do with our party system than the division amongst, like, over the flare-ups, you know? Mm-hmm. And I say the flare-ups, I don't mean that, like, flippantly, but, like, the flare-ups that come with being a society. People disagree all the time. But I think it'll come from the divided we fall being we're a divided country based on this party line.
But we're
misplaced...
We're also used as like useful idiots in a lot of ways. You know, that there's a
singing Green Day.
Exactly. Well, there's a Travis Tritt lyric that goes, while
I love this.
the rich man's busy dancing while the poor man pays the band. I mean, it doesn't get more simplified than that. I mean, here we are fighting amongst ourselves.
That's true.
We're fighting amongst ourselves, and you know, the people that we send as representatives and in trust in some ways, even though we haven't trusted them for a really long time, the approval ratings of the Congress and the Senate and the presidency have never been lower, right? So, but the people that we send to Washington as our best and brightest and our representation, you know, we're taxed for representation. Okay, well, we're paying a shit ton of taxes for people that just go to Washington to get richer a lot of the time. You know, you make $180,000 a year, but then you can leave Washington and be a millionaire. How does that work, right? So, I mean, everybody, Justin brings up the silent majority, you know, that is...
Pussies.
Exactly. Yeah. So the silent majority just herk-a-da-dur again and doesn't do anything about it, right? So, I mean, here we are. Every election cycle, voting in the same shitbaggery behavior and sending people into the swamp. Trump wasn't wrong about the swamp.
It's almost
swamp.
Like original or extra crispy, basically. You know, which one you want? It's the same damn chicken underneath.
Even if you, and both wings of the government are of one chicken also.
It's pretty different, though.
So, I mean, even if you send somebody who you think is untainted to Washington, they're going
to
be...
they're about to be tainted?
They are going to be tainted because they go into that mindset and that system. It doesn't take very long, right? And some people will get there at any cost, stepping on any neck that they can, lying as that George Santos guy did, just lying out of his ass to get there. I mean, did the guy think that he wasn't going to get figured out sooner or later?
I think so. I think he thought he was like... just that good narcissist. Yeah. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
I don't like that you look my way every time you refer to the dirt people.
Because I want a unified fist pump in the air.
Let's wrap this here before we move up to the producers. But I got this real quick little video. I think I showed Yancey already. It's kind of hard to hear, but I'm going to kind of tell you what. So this is, so Trump claims that he has executive privilege, right, when it comes to, you know, What is it, Yancey? When you immunity, you think they have executive immunity while you're a president,
right?
Any law that you break that you're immune from. Wow, that alarms me. I voted for Trump. That alarms me. Probably not going to happen again. But anyway, this is Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor talking to Donald Trump's attorney, and
this was one of those that. We rewound it like 3 or 4 times to say.
Couldn't believe what he said.
I know. We were like, are we misunderstanding this? Did he say that?
I got it turned up here. So, and if we can't, I'll play it and then I'll explain what he said.
That his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him. Is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
That was a bad answer.
Holy fuck. You just said it would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act. Now let me read back what he said. If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his... official acts that for which he can get immunity? Once again, it would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
So
that wasn't Trump's words. No. Everybody out here, that was not Trump.
No,
that's Trump's
your representative.
Representative.
It's not doing Trump any favors in that aspect because he's already been accused of coup tactics.
Yeah.
Of being an election denier, that doesn't really do him any favors as far as that front goes because, hey, let's just eliminate the competition, right? That also doesn't fare well for our country and being...
In general,
and being compared to somebody like Vladimir Putin, who pretty much does dispose of his competition, gets elected every single time in a landslide, right?
We're not going to be naive. That shit kind of goes on. That thinking already goes on.
Sure. I mean,
JFK, for example.
Yeah.
But damn, you said it in public.
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, dude, why the hell did you say that? Anyway, that was probably the final, like, okay... I'm voting for RFK.
I always have this thing where I'm like, you should never answer hypotheticals.
Yes, right.
She always says that.
It's never going to go well for you because you just keep talking in circles because they're going to keep saying, what if, what if, what if. Mm-hmm. But definitely don't answer in the hypotheticals if you're going to like blatantly put it out there that like,
government assassination.
Yeah. Don't government you? Assassination. That's yeah. what he said, that right. there is a good cause, that there is a good cause out there. They're not telling us what it would be, but that there could potentially be a good cause for government assassination.
That's crazy.
Well, do you think, okay, so obviously executive order privilege, all the executive privileges exist, right? So do you think maybe the guy was giving a legal and clinical answer, and then the words escaped his mouth, and he's like, oh crap, we're literally talking about offing somebody from the alternative party here that is our competition.
He never walked it back.
No, he never did. You would think that maybe he would have enough self-awareness where he's like, oh, well, I want to clarify here, though. I'm not advocating assassination here.
That's when the clip ends, so I don't know what he said after, but I'm not sure how you come back from that.
No, even taken out of context, that's a very scary thing for something to even cross somebody's mind to be able to exit their mouth.
So anyway, this is the part.
It's a thought that's been out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to roll in to the producer segment here.
Okay.
Plus, we got the camp out. Is that 4 weeks now?
Yep.
It is 4 weeks.
4 weeks from this weekend, right?
Going up fast. Mm-hmm.
I got my reminder from the government saying that your reservation reminder is 1 month.
It's a camp out bell.
Camp out bell.
Oh, oh boy.
But anyway, we're camping out. I believe all the spots are reserved. People are still reserving spots right near the Coop group camp. There's going to be more people this year than there was last year. What?
The Coop.
Coop, yeah. The chicken coop.
But app description.
If you're just in the neighborhood June 1st in the evening, come on out, bring something. Pike will be out there cooking, handling the wiener.
He handled the hell out of the wiener last year.
He did.
He handled so many.
Yeah. He did.
And the cold cream afterwards.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He makes some killer ice cream.
Thanks for clarifying that.
So
proceed, please.
I don't want to come across as a poo-poo dickhead here.
Okay. Well, that's always a good way to start.
The percentage of people that are listening to this show and the percentage of people that are supporting this show.
Oh, I
see. It's, come on.
Is it one-sided?
No, it's not even one-sided.
Oh.
These people that I'm getting ready to mention are they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
People, we went over this before. You have no problem.
We've been over
this. You don't have no problem paying $200 a month for some shitty ass cable. You have no problem
$5 coffee.
Listening to all of the shitty commercials on your local radio station. You have no problem wading through the endless commercials for bullshit on your social media. You have no problem with any of this. You have no problem listening to stupid commercials on other podcasts. You don't hear none of that here.
Mm.
You just hear me whine.
You're
about
to.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, money's money.
They do give us notifications that say, hey, you don't have your ads turned on.
Yeah.
And just today, one of our bills come out. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more. I'm going to whine just a little bit. But these people first. Brian, JD, Kyle, Jamie, Mark, Brianne, Freely, Charles, Luke, and Gary. Those people are carrying the water.
10 people?
10 people out of...
How many people listened last month?
Well, there was
many.
There was thousands last week.
Okay.
Yeah. So do the math on that.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. But
10 people.
Where's that? 0.01%.
How many? I don't know how many.
Let's just say 1,000 people listened.
Then yeah. Then that's 0.01%.
So if we got to 1%, you're doing pretty good.
Not point.
No, we're not to 1% yet. We're 0.01%.
No,
that's what I'm saying. You get to 1%. Yeah.
Anyway, step it up, people. Because we're talking about a lot of local news here, and some of these folks ain't local. Some of these people live on the East Coast, on the West Coast.
I don't even know if Freely's in
Coast.
America.
Yeah.
Wait, we have East Coast and West
He's
Coast?
He's in Alabama-stan.
Yeah. I believe exactly. Mark, which he'll be here next week. He wants to meet all you weirdos, by the way. I forget where exactly he's from, but I believe it's to the east.
Who's Mark?
To the
I'm
east.
Just saying.
Do I
he's
know Mark?
The,
Mark
he's
is the poo-poo
habanero,
habanero Burger King burger guy, shit guy. Oh. I don't know all those words came out.
Oh, the poo-poo story.
But he'll be here, I think, next Tuesday, and he said it'd be nice to actually meet the people that he hears. So I think there will be a garage club throw down.
Nice.
Throw down.
There's not going to be any damn habanero cheeseburgers, though.
No, yeah, we'll please. Avoid no.
Oh, I like spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hey, you know, you're getting, don't force the hand here and, you know, for sponsors. Don't make Blue Chew come after us hard.
Yeah.
What?
Don't make Square Splinter mention as hardwood every week.
Shit. I've got to pick a winner for the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I
was actually just thinking about that.
I'll do a random number deal here in a little bit and we'll announce it.
Okay.
Yes, anyway, hats. This round of hat purchases has already took place. I got the money and they're ordered. I don't know when they'll be here. Hopefully soon. Then I'll do another round of ordering. The hats are pretty decent and you can get them in flex or snap. I found out you can get them in camo, gray or black, because Hambone got one. And I don't want to forget the people that do donate occasionally. Hambone's one that throws some money at us every once in a while. He gave more for his hat than he needed to. So did Case. Yeah. So those are donations, and we appreciate that.
We do.
And then people that do drop money on us occasionally. But even if you add those people, we're still like...
We're maybe at
1.5%. I don't even think it's that much. But that's okay. Whatever. We appreciate what we got. But also, I'm making a transition here. We're going to be going.
Are you now?
Yes.
That's 2024.
Exactly, see, this is exactly why I took that word out of that Facebook post.
Yes,
remember?
I know. I said transition.
I said,
words.
No, fuck, I'm backing up on that. Because I don't need my dickhead friends.
Yes.
You know, saying anything like that.
We're man. Moving look,
twisting,
what?
Twisting the
is.
Word.
Here it is.
There's the dickhead.
I'm Nostradamus. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. He can smell the future.
He can smell the future. That's right.
Okay, so you're moving to what?
PayPal.
The first time I heard that.
PayPal.
Currently, we're taking Venmo and we're taking Cash App. We're moving away from that. I'm not saying I'm moving away from it this week, but it's coming. So please, and there's a few of you that do that, and I appreciate it, but we're moving away from that. We're going to PayPal, and here's why. Yancey's seen some of the things I got going on here. We use PayPal as a bank. And because we got debit card, we paid for some bowling last time with PayPal. We, you know, it's truly as a bank. And the other day, I was trying to move some money from like Cash App and Venmo because, you know, we pay all the bills monthly that runs this. You don't just get out here. There's a bunch of bullshit, people. Trust me.
At the backs.
We have to pay things. Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
Bullshit.
And anyway, by the time I got done moving shit around and paying for fees, which I don't mind paying for fees. We're doing business. We're doing real business here. By the time I got done paying for fees, I lost 20%.
Uh-huh.
20% right off the
bat. Of the donation, yeah.
Yeah. So we're moving to PayPal because everybody I'm doing business with accepts PayPal.
Or,
so,
like, cash is good. Cash is king.
Yeah, I'm still taking cash. If you want to write me a check, that's great, too.
Are money orders still a thing?
Yeah, you can write me a money order. I don't care. You can send me a damn smoke signal as long
what's
as I can cash
word?
It.
The cashier's check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Cashier's check.
Traveler's check. I mean, bring it all in.
Traveler's check.
I appreciate everything sent. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to streamline the operation here because we got shit coming out every week. I got notified today something else came out, and guess what it came out of? PayPal.
Sure.
Hopefully, it was your Quicken.
I pay Facebook. I pay Facebook advertising with PayPal.
Yeah.
Yes.
They appreciate you as well.
Yes, they do. Nothing is free. Anyway, that's the group of them. We appreciate it, and I'm going to figure out who wins this. So go ahead.
You may go on with my notes.
Yeah, get on with it. Go on with it, girl.
Yeah, okay. Get on. Go.
Okay. All kinds of specialness today.
Specialness.
Yeah. Hey, so one of our favorite venues, music venues in the area is the Cotillion up in Wichita. And have you guys ever been to the Cotillion?
Got a winner.
Never have. Heard
no.
all,
I think
heard
maybe
all about
I went
it.
To
what
it.
Do they call it? The Round Mound of Sound?
Round Mound of Sound.
It's an awesome little venue, and it has like, they allow us to rent these tables that are like one ledge up. Mm. So like, it's only like a step or two, but it's enough for me to be able to see over the tops of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic. And you can like have your table there and you can have drinks and popcorn and food, whatever, while you're watching your show. We've seen Chevelle there, Papa Roach, Seether. I don't know who all we've seen there. It's been a lot of people.
You saw that country bumpkin deal a while back.
Pecos.
Oh, yeah. Pecos on the rooftops was there. Yeah, that's right.
And the Mud Stompers.
The table's handy too because Justin doesn't have to move people.
That's accurate, actually. It adds a nice little buffer. Anyway, my whole point of this is that...
You think them poor bastards that got the second row of the balcony at Kane's, to Brady here for too long. Look at the size of the head on this son of a bitch.
It's going to be fantastic. He's really nervous about it, but I'm excited about it. Anyway, so the Cotillion has been inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame.
Cool.
The whole venue, which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's very good, dear. Very good.
That was a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a place.
Yeah.
What are we going to see there soon? We're going to see Chevelle.
Not there.
No, but at...
At the Tulsa Theater.
At the Tulsa Theater so that Justin's big head
or
can
the
be
Brady
in front of...
for you Trump supporters.
Yes. Brady Theater. I have a really hard time remembering that it's no longer called the Brady.
No kidding.
Oh, hell, whatever. Call it the Brady. Call it the Tulsa... You know, it was actually the Tulsa Theater before it was the Brady.
It's just how I... No,
I understand. The old lady on Brady. I don't give a shit what you call it.
So when you guys go out to eat, what's your tipping percentage?
Oh boy. This opened a can of worms for me.
Oh, it's
well, I'm married
be...
now, so that's changed.
So my
Oh, I see.
My tipping percent isn't
20.
It's not consistent because it's indicative of service.
Yep.
And you're not going to get automatic gratuity from me. You're just not going to hose me like that. Like
you need to start checking your bills then because sometimes they've been adding it in.
Oh, because
even if you're than eight.
We were recently somewhere and they did add in automatic gratuity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, screw and, that crap.
And then we had to figure out whether or not we were taxed on that gratuity.
Yep.
That's not even the point of this, what I was getting to say, but that just opened up a whole other thought process on it, but
no
there,
shit, you probably were taxed on that gratuity.
Yeah,
sons of bitches.
Yeah. So there's a restaurant in the Joplin area, so not too far away from us, that is offering tips on their card readers. Right, so they flip it around or whatever.
Right.
Choose however much you want to, however much you want to tip, and they have it backwards.
Skip.
But you can choose 20%, 30%, or 50%.
Holy hell.
And they have it flipped. So the 50% is over on the left hand side.
What happened
their console
to
the on the floor?
Yeah, nada. Like, so you have to pay attention to
Jesus.
Because a lot of us just push the smallest one thinking that it's 15%. But theirs is 50. And then it says 30. And then it says 20 or custom underneath or whatever. Yeah.
Skip.
But
are we naming
isn't that
name
crazy?
There?
That is crazy.
I actually don't know the name of it. My friend was telling me about it. I didn't think to ask
Yikes.
Her.
Yikes.
I'm not tipping somebody to hand me something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not doing that crap.
Yeah. Well, they are 50%. Can you imagine? Mm. Like I'm thinking of some of the places we go eat and it's like $80 to $100 for our meal. Mm. We end up tipping $40 to $50 for our food. No. That's sorry, we're not that. We're not rolling
and
that deep.
And nowadays, even if you loved your server more than anything, a lot of times people are making them split it between
all
the servers and everything. It's crap.
Yeah. Are they getting compensated better though? Like, or is that not a thing? Are they still getting lower wages because they're supposedly
depending
on tips?
I don't know.
So I'm sure we're pissing off all the service industry right now.
Yeah.
But I tend to tip 20%. Because I understand shit costs more in life now. But like
I'll
you're saying,
20 unless you give shit service.
If everything goes up, shouldn't also the amount of my food's gone up? That means the percentage is more because of the amount of my food.
Sure, that's why I was asking about percentage, not necessarily just automatically putting down $5 maybe doesn't cover it these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the percentage covers the inflation.
50%. Yeah.
Not 50%.
That's a whole lot.
Somebody over in Jomo needs to tell us where that's at.
Blow a small gasket.
I'll see if I can find out.
Probably
you guys,
Starbucks.
You guys will appreciate this. A recent flight from Washington, D.C. to Phoenix had to be redirected to Oklahoma City.
Yes, I saw this.
Because the toilets were full.
Shitter's full.
Yes.
That's nasty.
Justin wasn't on the flight.
Like, how do you, first of all, how do you figure that out? Like, did somebody just forget to do it?
Probably backing
up.
When
they stopped to, get their new passengers
the
or whatever.
The co-pilot got a shit stick out beside his seat and went back there and started stabbing at it.
Because Derek has all the experience with those kinds of sticks.
That's right.
Shit
stick.
I'm just curious how they figured it out. Like,
just like a little light flashing on the deck.
That, right. That is a long flight.
It's a long flight.
The in-flight meal on this flight will be chili. Ding. I hope you guys all enjoy.
Oh, gosh.
Three-day-old Chinese food.
Last time we flew, I ate the little thing they gave me.
Which was lame. We paid a lot of money for first class, and it was not the same first class as my first class.
It was like coach
1.5. We got like sandwiches and like nice little like fruit and
chairs weren't as wide.
No,
kind of a deal.
And I did not get my like warm washcloth to like. Wash
and
my
before
food.
Any
I
of
like
you
that.
Judgy bitches out there, until you've been 6'3", 330, don't tell me anything about how well you're just uppity.
Yeah,
I need all the room I can get, people.
And honestly, like for this last trip, it was our trip to New York, and we were like, well. I don't know.
I was Justin completely okay with the kids being in coach.
I know
had
he
no
was.
Problem at all.
And I
that.
Was like, we're not doing that. We're
not. I don't understand.
Like, Linnea is the whole reason we're going. I'm not putting her in coach. And I'm saying,
no,
oh,
we're the whole reason she's going because we paid for it.
Home Alone did that and it worked out fine.
But anyway, yeah.
I had no problem with that.
Hey, I don't have a problem with it.
Speaking of Linnea, she sang Friday at the Drillers game. Mm-hmm. And we all went.
Hell yes, she did.
And
it was
we
a
had
good
a fun time.
Time.
Yeah, we had a good time. If you haven't seen the video, you can go check it out on the WKOP page.
I didn't drink any beer.
Not at all, did
none.
You? Man,
none of it. Was.
Dry Derek.
Yep.
It was a fun little experience.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I still owe you
hopefully
$20.
She'll get to do it again sometime.
I had fun. I'm excited to hear one of Yancey's notes.
Yes. It was real fun.
About to freak everybody else out.
Boy.
Everybody out. A humanoid debuted in Saudi Arabia this past like month or so.
What?
A humanoid. So, and... A robot human.
Uh-huh.
Flip that, yeah. A robot human. So completely, no, it's a robot, but they're calling them humanoids.
Okay. Right.
Debuted in Saudi Arabia. He is fully autonomous in how it handles itself. It doesn't need someone like standing around leading it or anything. It can just like go and interact with people and interact appropriately, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's making headlines because it tried to grope a female newscaster.
I saw the video actually.
Uh huh. As crazy. She's like standing in front of it, delivering her segment to the news broadcast. And of course, some people are saying that the coder put in some sort of like perverted code to make it do that. But there are others who, of course, who are saying that, like, it's becoming autonomous and the AI is learning from watching other people.
Human nature, oh, yeah.
Because what does AI do? AI scrolls through. It literally crawls through everything. It's like Google on steroids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Google is constantly crawling through all of the information that's input into its system all the time.
Yep.
So that whatever people type in, like, it can answer their questions, really. That's the same thing that AI is doing. Essentially, it is crawling through all the information, constantly trying to teach itself so that it can respond to whatever the need is. So the question is, was it coded?
Responding to a need?
Was it coded to be pervy, I guess? I don't know. Or did it teach itself by watching... whatever
it
on the internet
on,
that
just
was
went
like
on Reddit,
yeah, and is like this is what I'm supposed to do. Female in front of me, grab her butt.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Donald Jeez. Trump did it.
Now and introducing Twitter bot.
They're not. They're
did
not.
You hear that deal? I'd rather grab one than be one.
Damn.
God. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. So I don't know if you guys have thoughts on. We've talked about the AI stuff quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Like,
I follow it pretty closely, and I'm telling you, like, I don't know that I'm the level at some of these talks that Elon Musk puts on. Like, the world's going to end as soon as it hits a certain level. But man, I am in big support of. I think it needs to slow down a little bit because we have no idea how to. It's not going to be just when it's too late. It's not going to be just flipping the switch off. Like, it's already going to be too late.
You're telling me there's not like backpack somewhere that we can just push the big red button and make it all
stop. And if there's not some sort of, I don't know, protocols or whatever you want to call them in place before we get to that point, it's going to be a shit show.
Some company had to turn off their AI server. Was it Google?
The latest one.
A few months ago, wasn't it? Where they
They were afraid that it was becoming sentient.
Yes. And now the, you know, ChatGPT and all these, they always have their next version that they're testing. And of course, they always want to make announcements and stuff. I listened to another podcast about this. And the latest one they had, I think it was ChatGPT. It's on like 3.5 and I think 4 is getting ready to come out or something like that. But they were doing the testing of it, and they constantly try to give these AIs the Turing test, which is supposed to be able to differentiate between humans and robots. Okay. If they can pass that test, you know, you're supposed to be a human or whatever. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, they put a random question in the middle of all this like super scientific, you know, trying to see how smart it is thing, just to kind of throw it off. And the AI robot thing not only caught it, but called it out, accusing the people that gave it the test of trying to trip it up on purpose to make it seem inhuman. And it was like upset with them.
I think
that's the thing. Did somebody
What are you doing, Michael?
Somebody code it to do that? Or
I don't know. It's
it doesn't make sense to our minds that a computer, something that has to be programmed, can teach itself. But that's literally what technology is doing.
That's what's happening. And they say, like, ChatGPT, when did we first hear that? A couple of years ago? Maybe 3?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long ago.
I don't know if it was 3.
And it's on version 3.5.
Yeah.
And they say by version 5, most people, without the aid of some professional or another computer to scan it, will not be able to tell it's not human in conversating with it. And that's scary.
So
and you see all the fake, you know, the videos.
It makes it look like them now. It's not just words anymore.
Exactly.
Be careful who you're sending them wiener shots to.
Yeah.
My students that I run all of their stuff through a few different AI detectors. Because I don't trust just one, and I know that it's going to say that there's a percentage, right? So usually I give them like 60 to 70% depending on what they're writing. Because if they're writing a research paper, yes, it's probably going to come back that AI wrote part of it because they've got paraphrases and quotes and all of that kind of stuff from research that they've done.
Yeah, has to come from
it
somewhere.
Doesn't sound like, them. But there is now an option on most of the AI detectors that says, you want to sound more human? Pay us this amount of money and we will basically dumb this down for you and make it sound like a sophomore in high school wrote it. And
you can tell it how you want it to sound. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a fascinating process. And I think that education is going to have to find a way to work with it instead of just stopping it, because that's not happening.
Yeah, there's no stopping it. And I agree with this podcast I was listening to. I agreed with this guy, like, yes, some people are going to lose their jobs because of AI. That's just a fact. But a lot of people feel that just as many people are going to gain a new type of job because of AI. So it's not like there's just going to be all of these people out on the streets with robots running around taking their jobs.
It's like, but book editors are one of those that's like unnecessary.
Yeah.
I can copy and paste everything in there and tell it to
check
fix
for
my
grammar and everything.
Everything. Yeah. And my students do it all the time. Mm-hmm. One of them wasn't smart enough to erase the thing that said here. Let me,
done by whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Poor little acorn.
You gotta delete the evidence.
Acorn. Acorn. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. I can say the names that Justin gives these kids, so he'll know.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's all right.
Poor little acorn.
Poor little acorn. I think that's all my notes. It is. The only other thing on here I had was the water bottle giveaway, and that's you said you got. So whenever you want to do that.
That would be Brianne.
Awesome. Good job, Brianne. Yay. Congratulations.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Get your water bottle later on.
Yeah.
She's coming to the camp out.
Cool.
She's apparently starting a podcast.
Good times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's going to call it number 2.
America were number one.
That's right.
I was going to say.
Sorry, I got my mouth full of
didn't know where I was going.
Frozen drink, as Justin calls it.
Right.
Pink drink.
So that too.
I was going to talk about the Independence Annexation Project that is apparently going on right now.
Real or not real?
That seems to be a fluid situation, and more information is coming out. I don't know if I really want to touch it. I will touch on this article that the Montgomery County Chronicle did put out yesterday. And it says, after a flurry of social media rumors, Independence city manager clarifies situation regarding comprehensive strategic plan. Now, I know that Justin has a call or two out, maybe to potentially have
email. I sent an email to the city manager, yes.
Yep. City manager of Independence.
She says, it is a she, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Kelly, you don't know how to say her last name.
Yeah. So... says an Independence city official on Monday clarified the matter of annexation in rural areas of Montgomery County after rumors circulated on social media recently about a possible land grab on the part of the city of Independence. Kelly, the city manager, told the Montgomery County Chronicle that information contained in the city of Independence proposed comprehensive strategic plan may have been unclear to many residents. The comprehensive strategic plan, which is now in the draft stage, will be used by current and future city officials as a guide for future development, especially as it pertains to city utilities and infrastructure. She said the proposed plan is an update of an existing city plan that was adopted in 1982. The proposed plan is not a specific roadmap about the annexation, nor is it a land grab policy for the city, she said. It's a working, flexible guide capable of alterations due to demands and other timely issues that might arise. The issue that may be confusing to some is a planning map contained in the draft version of the Comprehensive Strategic Plan. The draft version is available at the City of Independence website, independencekansas.gov.
Go ahead.
The planning map includes potential areas for future extension of city services and planning for future development.
I didn't look at the map real hard, but it looked like they was trying to go past the river out there to where, like, Sandbaggers and them are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that east?
Yeah.
And I had a couple of people contact me, kind of upset because their property was going to be annexed in. They were making the point, hey, if I wanted to live in the city of Independence, I wouldn't have bought outside of, you know, city limits. Understand that communities expand and grow and whatnot. Yeah. But there was also a caveat that several places that were not previously in floodplains were going to be inserted into flood areas. So there were some people kind of upset about that. If the Independent city manager decides that she wants to contact back and potentially come on the show, maybe she can just clarify some of these rumors, things that people are upset about, and clarify the whole thing.
Amen.
Okay, I thought you had something, but
no,
you just
a little yawn there.
Yeah, gotcha. So there's a Southern California woman who admits to $150 million postal fraud.
Is a lot of letters.
Wow.
That is. So, I'll tell you. Southern California woman pleaded guilty Friday to charges she defrauded the U.S. Postal Service out of more than $150 million by using counterfeit postage to ship tens and millions of packages. Li Juan Angela Chen, 51, who was arrested this past May, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States and the use of counterfeit postage, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. She faces as long as 5 years in prison. Chen and her co-defendant, Hugh, we'll call him, who has fled to China and is considered a fugitive, ran a shipping business in the City of Industry, an industrial enclave east of downtown L.A.
The City of Industry.
Yep.
That's where I was supposed to go for training. That didn't happen.
They operated warehouses where they received daily shipments from Chinese logistics and e-commerce businesses, which they sent by U.S. mail throughout the country. However, rather than paying for legitimate postage, Hugh printed counterfeit knee stamps. Postage that can otherwise be bought legally online from third-party vendors. In late 2019, Hugh became concerned that law enforcement was after him, and he fled to China, where he developed a computer program to create counterfeit postage shipping labels. Chen, meanwhile, stayed in California and managed the warehouses they used to distribute packages for their clients bearing counterfeit postage. According to prosecutors, they say Hugh and others working with him set up web portals where their customers would order the counterfeit PC postage for their shipments. The customer then affixed the barcode they received through Hugh's computer programs and shipped their products by airmail to Chen's warehouses in LA County. At the warehouses, the barcodes were scanned and Hugh's computer program would generate the counterfeit postage label and have it delivered by the U.S. Postal Service.
Jeez.
On a daily basis, Chen's business would take tens of thousands of packages to USPS distribution centers. The packages with the counterfeit postage were stacked in huge Gaylord bulk boxes with the top layer consisting of altered counterfeit postage rather than duplicate counterfeit labels in effort to avoid detection. So between January 2020 and May 2023, Chen mailed 34 million packages with counterfeit postage, to her plea agreement, causing over $150 million in losses to the Postal Service. This defendant participated in a fraud scheme that caused massive losses to our nation's Postal Service, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said. My office will continue to focus on holding fraudsters accountable and bringing justice to victims everywhere. As part of her plea deal, Chen has agreed to forfeit. I got so used to saying counterfeit. Sorry. She has agreed to forfeit the unspecified amount of money in bank accounts seized by federal prosecutors. She also agreed to forfeit a dozen real estate properties in San Gabriel Valley, east of LA.
She's the reason our stamps are going up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Solely.
I mean, I know. Maybe.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
$150 million. So a mountain lion that made a school go into a lockdown turned out to be a fat cat eating a rat. So in Moses Lake, Washington, Groff Elementary School experienced an unexpected turn of events when reports surfaced of a mountain lion sighting near the premises. Promptly, the school implemented safety protocols, placing it on lockdown. However, the predator turned out to be an overweight cat peacefully indulging in a rat feast.
Garfield.
See that movie coming out?
I didn't. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden proposes a 44.6 capital gains tax. It's the highest in history. So President Biden proposed this tax rate, particularly around the headline-grabbing figure of 44.6%. However, this rate applies only to individuals with taxable income above $1 million and investment income over $400,000. The bulk of the proposed centers on raising the long-term capital gains and qualified dividends rates to 37%. Justin's yawn indicates that he is not interested.
Dude, I'm full of food and beer. Sorry.
And finally, Megan talked about us going to the Drillers game, and Derek can talk about his encounter in the restroom.
Oh, that's not your note?
Nope, go ahead.
Oh. Hey, Yancey.
Yeah.
Before I tell you that, two deer are leaving a gay bar. Okay? Two deer. One turns to the other and says, I can't believe I just blew $30 in there.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Wow.
Man.
That's
I feel
rough.
Like that's a wah-wah.
Is it, though? Okay.
I mean,
I'll follow it up. How about this?
Uh-oh.
There was a king once who was 12 inches tall. He's a terrible king, but he's a great ruler.
Shit. Wow. Yeah.
Tough crowd.
You know what they say about them foot-long rulers, right? They're not making them any longer.
That's true. I mean, that's just facts.
Moving on. Did you guys, I can't believe, maybe Justin has this in his notes. I'm surprised Yancey didn't. Do you see the Kansas is going to make Chiefs and Royals car tags available?
Oh, I did not.
So you can have Chiefs on your tag. Yeah.
Party
it's
on,
coming
way.
Now, isn't it?
You know that's coming.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't know when those are going to be available. I was just informed by my significant other that I should mention that. So anyway.
Right on.
So a couple notes that I do have. I thought this was interesting. Did you see Dave & Buster's is now going to allow their customers that are 18 and up to bet on games?
Oh, I did not.
So it works with their little scanny cards and their app or whatever.
It's a lame ass place anyway, man.
It is kind of lame. But you and your buddies can go in there and play skee ball and bet money against each other. And it puts the money on the card as, I guess, play credits. I don't know if it's actual money. I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
But it came with mixed reviews in the article that I read. But the most interesting note that I have, this goes back to like childhood nightmares.
Uh-oh.
So remember as a kid, maybe not everybody. Justin probably was the monster in the closet when he was a child. But
are we going to talk about Return to Oz again?
No. But I want to rewatch that movie because it's nightmare fuel.
Me too. We need to just
fuel.
Make it a thing and yeah. Everybody watch it.
The whole when you're a kid having nightmares, something under your bed, something in the closet, whatever. Well, there was a child in North Carolina.
Heard this today.
Did you see this? That was telling her parents that there was a monster in the closet for multiple days, right? And finally, they're like, okay, we got to figure out what the hell's going on. So they figured out through having help from local, turned out to be pest control people, after they found out that it was literally full of bees.
Ew.
The entire wall
like
was
hundreds of thousands of
them. Oh,
rammed
no.
Full of bees. So they had beekeeper people come over there. Dude knocked a hole in the wall, and they said it was like a scene out of a scary movie.
Like that
bees
one where
just
they all
swarmed out of there. And the honey was so concentrated in there that it just ran out of the wall and was like a dark, dark, dark brown color.
What do you even do about that?
So they obviously worked on getting it all out of there. And it was, what was it? At least 50,000 bees in this girl's bedroom wall.
Good grief.
And they took out a honeycomb hive thing that weighed 100 pounds that was in the wall.
They got the. If they get the queen, they could relocate the queen. They all go with her.
Yeah, they moved
they
moved all
her?
That to a whatever bee nursing
bee,
home.
Bee sanctuary?
I don't know.
A nursing
yeah.
home. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a bee
anyway,
nursing home.
That was great. Can you imagine what that sounded like? 50,000 bees in your wall? Like, fuck around. No, thank
How
you.
How do you not hear that?
Yeah. Girl
do they
could
only
have put
come
a tap
out at night?
The, she could have tap put a tap in the wall and had infinite honey.
That's right.
Anyway. That's all I got, unless you want to hear another one of my jokes.
What you got?
No.
No.
I petered them off.
I was going to read it, but I'm not going. Dang it. I'm not going to now.
Oh, sorry. I skipped the whole thing about the episode that Yancey and I had in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, the Drillers game.
At the Drillers game. So, real quick. Yancey and I drank alcohol at the baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay, that
Say
happened.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah. So we went to the restroom, as guys do in pairs.
Most guys don't.
It was an interesting thing.
Yeah. We go in the bathroom, and of course, it's the stadium, so there's many, many urinals, you know, in the guy's bathroom. So I go up to a urinal, and I don't remember, was Yancey
Clarification that you were in the guy's bathroom.
We were in the guy's bathroom. Yeah. I go all the way to the left, empty urinal, as one does when
yep.
you're the first one in there.
Yep. It was kind of a full house when we walked in. So
it was.
It was slim pickings.
So Yancey come up there. Went in the next one next to me, and then there's another guy in the third one, right? Silent, you know, because it's that kind of awkward thing, like nobody talks usually.
Standing there with your wiener in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, okay, I want to finish. Come on, come on, come on, come on. So I like to take advantage of those situations, Megan. I like to make shit awkward, okay? So I'm standing
this,
there
yeah.
about midstream, and I said, and Yancey was, of course, standing next to me, and I said, so... baseball, huh? And Yancey immediately was like trying to hold it in, not laughing. So I started giggling. And then after about 5 seconds, the guy that we have no idea who it was, just next to him, and he goes, hey, how about them Drillers, eh? So he was playing along. And so we all start busting up laughing.
Was this the drunk guy that was singing at the end of the night?
No, different guy.
That would have been even more epic. Yeah. But this guy, I think he got embarrassed or something.
Oh,
he bolted.
He ran out of the bathroom, didn't wash his dirty ass hands.
So as he's walking out the door, I yell at Yancey and said, hey, did he wash his hands? It was, I can tell by looking at Justin's face, it was kind of a you had to be there.
To be there.
Yeah. We invited Justin, but he didn't have to go.
He didn't want to go. It was, I laughed very hard.
This is not at all related. but they had alcohol-infused ice cream at the Driller's at One Oak Field.
I didn't see that.
And I had, I'm sorry, I tried to tell you guys about it, but you were maybe well past.
I was drinking beer on my expired card.
Yeah, exactly. I had a White Russian, a caramel White Russian little sundae thing.
Oh, I saw you mowing down on that. Yeah, I didn't realize it was alcohol.
What was your first adjective for that?
Mowing.
It was really good. They had, I don't know, like four or five different options of like.
Did Lene make it home with her ice cream helmet?
She did. It's actually in the dishwasher right now. I probably just destroyed it, putting it in the dishwasher, but.
Come out all deformed.
That was damn fine ice cream. It was that ice milk.
I'll fight on that hill till the end of days that's better than the ice cream.
Yes, milk is much better.
Mm-hmm. Well. Anyway, that was our Driller story. We watched fireworks.
Well, it was heck of a fireworks show.
It was.
It lasted way longer than I thought.
I was standing 10 minutes, up and probably? I was like, okay, this is going to be just a few little pop pops. Yeah. It was not. It was a whole show.
It's amazing how they packed them in there. Like they only had a couple little they pulled out like a wagon, things.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
They had the cutest little bat dogs.
Yeah.
That came
they were cute.
That was cool.
They were adorable.
You need some glasses adjustment?
No.
Oh, okay. You literally have the arms of them almost straight up and down.
Oh, my headphones are in the way.
Okay.
I'm just going to read the headline and move on. So I think I might have already discussed this. Man found guilty of murdering friend he thought had summoned Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah. Don't recall that story.
Yeah, look that up. In Oklahoma, no less.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
I seem to maybe remember this. Although, maybe that was your story about your hometown area.
Oh, on the Bigfoot episode?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So, got another story here. This is one I thought was over. Thought this was already done. United Methodist Church lifts 40-year ban on LGBTQ clergy.
Hmm. As a whole? Like the whole United Methodist Church? Or just one?
I don't think what you're getting ready to say happened. I'll read a little bit here. The United States Methodist Church overturned its 40-year ban on gay clergy Wednesday. Marking a historic shift in the church's stance on homosexuality. The church has long been divided into two factions over inclusion and even weighed splitting into two separate churches. Mm-hmm. That sounds like they didn't.
What?
It says even weighed splitting into two separate churches.
Yeah, but some have left.
Okay, well, they didn't officially split.
Right, they just created their own thing.
But anyway, they've...
Also, this is about gay clergy, not just... I don't know. Is that different than just...
I believe that being a gay clergy is definitely different than just being a gay guy coming to church.
Well, I mean, is that different as to what we're thinking about for the church?
I say that. I don't know. Humans are humans. So, I mean, just because you're supposed to be the leader of the church, I guess your sin is no less or no better than anybody else's.
Well, you're supposed to be, above reproach and all that stuff.
Unless you're trying to represent yourself differently than...
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
We've had this conversation before. I don't know if you were here during this time or not, Derek. But
no, I've literally only existed 4 years.
So the Bible clearly talks about homosexuality. So I have...
Unless you're looking at the new Queen James
I've heard
version.
Of it. I haven't got that one yet.
Got to sit up, man. I was almost to the floor. I have a hard time figuring out how it is you can be a homosexual and then be clergy. I don't know how it works. I can't get anybody to help me out with that and tell me how it works. I don't know.
I sure can't help you.
I don't know.
Is that different though than living with your boyfriend before you married if you're part of the church and clergy?
Hey, see, there you go. Sin.
If you're a boy.
Well, I'm talking about as clergy, and it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. I know what I'm talking about. So
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I guess if you were living in
I'm
sin
judging
with
it all
your
the same.
Heterosexual wife or couple, then I guess you would be doing no different than being a homosexual clergy.
Right. A sin is a sin.
So there you go.
But I don't think that makes it okay either way.
Just saying.
Yeah.
U.S. Drug Control Agency will move to reclassify marijuana. Did you hear about this?
As what?
Oh, I read the headline of it.
Currently, it is a, what do they call this? Schedule 1, which is the same as heroin, LSD. They're going to move it to...
They say it's non-medical, but now that you call it medical...
They're going to move it to 3, which will cause the agencies to probably not go after it as hard. It's stupid anyway. Even if it was medical or not, marijuana is not the same as heroin.
I thought they just put all non-medical drugs as Schedule 1.
Once it's signed off, the DEA, there's a group that's got to sign off on it. The Office of Management and Budget. Once OMB signs off, the DEA will take public comment on the plan to move marijuana from its current classification of Schedule 1 drug alongside heroin and LSD. It moves pot to Schedule 3 alongside ketamine and some anabolic steroids, following the recommendation from the Federal Health and Human Services Department. I was talking about this at work. Somebody said, why do you think anabolic steroids are illegal? Why do you think they're illegal?
Because it can mess with your brain chemistry. Like a lot of, if you get caught doing them in high school, like it messes with your brain development as a whole. One of my students wrote a research paper on this and I just read it and graded it today. Along with that, it just causes... not panic attacks, but like hot flashes when certain hormones within you are when somebody confronts you about something, if you get like defensive or upset about it, you can react more aggressively just because it like flares up in you.
Sounds a lot like alcohol. That's pretty legal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of damage that it does that's irreversible too. Like once you're on it, especially if you're on it for a long time. I remember, so... Ronnie Coleman was on him for a while, and I mean, they gave the guy like godly strength. He would walk over to the dumbbell rack and pick up stuff that he had to blow the dust off of because nobody else would pick it up and do reps with it. And you know, he basically destroyed himself once he was off everything because you know he's had to have all these surgeries and whatnot. But many of the things were irreversible. Also, some of these guys will cycle. They'll cycle on and off, and it doesn't seem to do as much damage then. It's whenever you have consistent use. I'm sure somebody out there will tell me I'm wrong, but there are reasons that dudes cycle on and off of that type of stuff.
But the brain development defects that come with that, that can't be...
And the shrinkage.
Yeah.
So the
that is part of it.
So the conversation at work was, why is it illegal? And those are reasons that do damage. But you can also show... all kinds of damage done by alcohol and cigarettes, and
tobacco,
they are perfectly legal right now.
Yeah,
the only thing that we come up with is money.
Well, so tobacco started back when tobacco started, it wasn't necessarily considered a bad thing, right? No, like it took a while for people to realize
there was anabolic steroids.
Is that true? I have no idea.
I'm just saying it back when somebody started doing it. Hey, look at all the benefits of this.
And eventually
somebody said,
strong,
hey, look what it's doing though.
Mm-hmm.
But you're an asshole.
It's all about money. Big corporations aren't making big money on steroids. That's all it is.
Well, the government probably can't regulate it as much either. And that's probably a lot to do
with
it also.
That's what it is, right? Because it's still some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the last thing I got some positive feedback from our episode. When was that? Yesterday? Monday? When the city manager and the housing director was here?
Yeah. Oh, I did listen to that today.
You got some pretty good feedback. Monday. I was asked why we didn't ask this or why we didn't ask that. It was kind of an agreed upon thing before we come in here with Yancey and I that we weren't going to be shitbags to them if they weren't shitbags to us.
Yeah.
Because the goal here is to get more folks in the door, not come in here and shit on them and then wonder why nobody else will come in.
Why everybody thinks that they're afraid to come in.
There are some things that Mr. Wilson and I don't agree on, and that's okay. We didn't really get into it. Didn't really see the need.
There are some things, though, that he said that were... decent, though. The tennis courts, a little bit of focus on 11th Street.
Yeah, I agreed with a lot of things.
I do overall think the guy is probably doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. At least as presented.
I don't agree that the city should be into lots of private sector stuff that they're in, but they are, and you're going to have to deal with it. That's how it is. I think he's doing all right on some things. But I did have a... I'm not going to get into it, but it's a person with some authority, let's say, told me that they enjoyed it, and they're going to encourage future city managers to also take part in interviews like this because they believe it is a good way for the community to communicate with our leadership.
Sure.
I also got a little scoop here that I'm not going to get into too much, but I heard that our mill levy is going to go way down here in the summertime. Good budget coming.
Good.
Good.
I mean, they're doing some positive things.
How's that house painting?
So color? Even if the state of Kansas won't,
all right.
If the governor won't sign off on tax cuts, maybe our local government will do
it. I would like for somebody, a commissioner or a city manager of some sort, or somebody with more sense than me. I've read it before and we've explained it before, but I'd like for somebody to come in and explain the mill levy again and how. I'd like for them to come in and explain how the city makes money in general. You know, the different revenues the city makes money. You know, mill levies, property taxes.
That'd be interesting because I sure couldn't answer that question.
I could if I thought about it for a while and tried to dig deep and remember. But yeah. I'd like somebody that's just actively doing it. You know, there's when we've got some commissioners that are sharp in that shit and understand how it works. And if they ever want to come in, they can do that. What's up?
Just commenting on your...
Their STS, sharp in that shit.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway... Go buy you a campout shirt over there on WKOP.
Saw that.
I probably should order mine before the week of.
I like the black one.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you before we ordered them. I'm probably not going to order black. I'm probably going to get the old green or something.
Ooh, there's other options. I thought there was just white and group black.
No, he did a dark and a light
design
so that it looks good. I guess a dark and a light shirt.
Sweet. Okay.
I'm looking forward to the campout. I'm starting to get stoked about it. I'm starting to get excited.
He shared his notes with me. About all this stuff we have
all
to
the stuff we have to bring. We have to bring some things. There will be an official proclamation made Friday evening. Maybe a ceremony.
I don't even know what that means.
There may be a small ceremony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got some cornhole boards to make.
Yeah. So BTR had a... what do we call him? BTR? I forget. ETR. But we changed
it to
BTR.
Big Taint Range. Extended Taint Range.
Yeah.
Either way, your post somehow turned into a silent auction.
Yeah, I mentioned that, you know, I'd like to have two sets of boards because, you know, the sack tossing is pretty vigorous. And
that's one way to.
I said that I would buy them once he made the WKOP boards. I said, hell, I'll buy them, you know. And then ETR said that he would start off the auction at $100. So once you get paid back for your materials and time or whatever, I guess, there we go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're going to be black. I was just going to put the WKOP logo on the top of them.
Cool. Once you've had black, you toss the sack.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then pull it back and do it again.
Stand right on top of the board. That way you don't miss the hole.
You got it. I want somebody at the camp out or whoever orders their shirt, I'm not making posts about it, but like I'd like to see how many people can come up with all the hidden things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a few.
There's at least three or four.
I can think of three or four. As soon as I saw that one, I knew exactly what that was. No doubt about it.
I almost put a couple more in there, but they were so like faint that you'd have to be guessing.
But most of them are pretty good. I didn't realize that I got insulted, but yeah.
That you're the bear. I didn't even think of that.
Because I'm like, who the fuck's the bear? Why is he? Anyway.
We've never seen a bear there.
Yeah. Sasquatch.
All right, that's it. Hey, we appreciate that phone call, Linguini.
Thanks for that.
We appreciate all the donations that we get every week. We really do. But we'd like to have more. What else? Brianne, want a cup? What are we giving away next month? You got any idea?
No clue.
Coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to make them?
Yeah, I'm pouring those tables not tomorrow, but definitely this weekend.
Not tomorrow. Don't do it Friday because that's my window to scrape the house.
Okay, well, I'd do it this weekend.
All right.
And what the idea is, I will pour the tables, and you're always going to have some left over, and I'll pour at least one or two sets of coasters.
Awesome. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could float a WKOP koozie inside the epoxy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make a coaster out of that. Yeah. Put whatever you want in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
That's what she said. All right. See you guys next week.